It's 8:55. Nobody in the chat room yet, but I shall go onto the stream in a minute. They're playing an old episode of FanMonkeys on the stream at the moment, so I'll have to interrupt them. But it's not live. It's not live. I think I'm going to go onto the stream now because... yes, why not? Right. Hello. Hello, it's me, Shayeti. I'm just doing a test. I'm doing a live show. Yes. I can hear myself, so that's a good start. Right, let me just... Ooh, no, I need to stop that.
I can hear myself, so that's a good start.
Yes. Right. I need to get that off. Otherwise it'll start echoing. Right. So, we haven't started yet. We're not going to start at about 9, but I just wanted to make sure I'd got everything plugged in and that we could start when it's time to start. There we go. Let me just see how the sound sounds. There we go.
Alright.
Oh, that's not very loud. Needs to be a bit louder. And my volume is. Oh, my volume's only halfway up.
Go ahead, I am now recording.
Still pretty quiet. Let's put the volume up some more. I don't want to put it up too loud.
Oh, is this part the shy?
Yes. Of course, I've got my new theme music, so it's the first time I've played it through these speakers.
Ready?
It's too loud. Oops. Crash, crash, crash. The show has not started. I'm allowed to crash. I'm allowed to crash about until we start. There we go. Oh, that might be a good idea. Yes, I think that should be enough. That should be all right. Okay. Where is everyone? Is anybody here yet? Aha, yes. Toby and Lisa have arrived 2 minutes before we start. Well done, guys. I know I can rely on you. Yes. Oh, Toby and Lisa say... We haven't even started the show and I'm being offered tea and cake. Toby and Lisa says, hello, Paul. We are having tea and toast. Would you like some tea? I'd love some tea. Thank you. Can I have toast too? Or are you going to just give me tea and, like... eat the toast and not share the toast. I mean, if you've only got a limited amount of toast, then that's fine. I accept that's fine. The tea would be very nice. I don't want to be ungrateful. But, yes. oh, dear, oh, dear. Tea would be fine. Actually, to be honest, would you like anything on your toast? Oh, I am having toast. Oh, good. What do you have? What do you have to put? Do you have strawberry jam or any type of jam? I mean, I'd even have marmalade. I know it's not really the time of day for marmalade, but I do like a bit of marmalade, being that I like to channel Paddington Bear. We have far too much bread and are trying to get rid of it. Oh, great. Well, please, I'll try not to speak with my mouth full. I'll try just to eat my toast while I'm playing the little inserts that are pre-recorded. Yeah, that's probably the best way of doing it. So, tea would be good with milk, no sugar. And if you've got any sort of jam or marmalade, that would be excellent. Thank you. You see, I'm being spoilt today. Strawberry jam from the Titanic Museum in Southampton. That sounds very good. I got some strawberry jam that I bought from... Where did I get that from? I got some strawberry jam which has got champagne in it. I don't know where I got that from. Got it somewhere recently. No, I'm not going to better remember. And I don't want to use all my brain power before I even started the show. Although, it is now 9 o'clock. So, I should probably start. Before I go on and play the music and stuff, I presume you can hear me okay. Because you've been responding to stuff I've been saying. So yes, good, good. Yes, let me know if you can't hear me, and then I shall do something about it, hopefully. Yay, they can hear me. Good. Well, I am expecting a few other people to show up, maybe, but we can start the show. I think we should start on time, and we're 1 minute late. So, yes, got loads to say and loads to share with you. And anyway, right, what do I do? Oh, yes, I know. Right, I'm going to start. I'm going to play the first title music thing. Yes, the new music.
All right, go ahead. I am now recording.
Hello, is this Paw the Shy Yeti?
Now it's time for the silliest podcast in the world. It's the Shy Life Podcast.
With me, Shy Yeti.
He's not that shy.
103 of the Shy Life Podcast. It only seems a minute ago since I released episode 100, and that's because, well, it was about a week ago. And I released another episode, I think, on Thursday, and another episode yesterday. So, yes, this will be episode 103. So, yes, we'll be talking about the episodes that have been out since we last spoke. I'm a week late, I know that. I think when we spoke last, I wasn't sure if I'd even be able to do a live show. I was also considering doing a live show from where I was staying on holiday. That didn't really work out because the internet was so on and off and confusing. So, but yes, so we are here for our live monthly episode. And yeah, so just a week late though, so that's fine. I didn't want to miss doing a live show. I do enjoy it. I do enjoy hanging out with you guys in the chat room. Now, I'm going to be looking to see who's in the chat room. I know at least two of the people who are in the chat room. And yeah, but what are we going to be doing this episode? Well, I should tell you that after I've run the proper theme tune, the full theme tune. Yes, let's do that, and then I shall tell you what's going to be coming up over the next hour or so.
What's going to happen today?
Oh my God, it's enormous. It's the Shy Life Podcast.
The show is out of this world.
Oh dear, this isn't going to end well.
It's a very strange show indeed.
Oh, a million kisses, darling.
I asked for pies, that's all I asked for, pies.
My name is Francis Whiskers, and I always listen to the Shy Life Podcast. And so does Oliver Louse, don't you, Oliver?
Oh yeah, oh yes. Oh yes, always, oh yes. Oh yes, always listen, absolutely.
Those poor listeners, what have they done to deserve this, eh? Oh dear, oh dear.
Well, you know, Yeti Uncle John, he knows his stuff. You poor listeners, what are you going to have to put up with over the next hour or so? Well, we're lucky here in the UK. I know this isn't the case for any listeners in the States, but we don't have to go to work tomorrow in the UK. Well, unless you've got the sort of jobs where you do, or you work in retail or something. But most of us have got a bank holiday tomorrow, so a public holiday, so we don't have to go to work, which is why it was not a good reason to definitely do the show tonight. But what are we going to be discussing? Well, I'll tell you a little bit about my holiday and what I got up to. I've already said that, yes, we're a week late, but at least we're here. You know, chat room, have you been up to anything interesting this weekend? I haven't yet. Well, the thing is, we came back from holiday, so, and it's been so hot. We didn't really want to go too far, to be honest. And I've been editing, and I've been working on episode 104, but I'll tell you more about that one later. Yes, So we're hoping to hear from Cromarty and Yeti Uncle John later. Oh yes, what I was going to mention is that now I've got some messages. I've got some messages, and I'm a bit vague as to what they are, because well, you know, what we come back from holiday, I just had to quickly order them, and I should be playing them. But I've got a bit of a problem with the feedback. I can't actually hear the messages at all. I don't know why, but you should be able to hear them. That's the main thing. So I couldn't check them before. I hope they're not rude. I hope they're okay. But anyway, as long as you get to hear them, I think they're probably from the regulars, probably just messages from the regulars. So I'll play whatever I've got, and hopefully you'll hear them. And I hope they'll be interesting. But I don't know whether I might be able to fix the problem during the show, but let's see who's in the chat room before I go any further. Now, before we started the show, I recorded some extra content, which will be going into the podcast version of this show. But I've recorded you a few poems, but I'll be saving those for the podcast version. Right, let's see. Is anybody in the chat room? Well, I hope so. Oh, here we go. Trobian Lisa and Toppy Smelly. Hello. Good to see you. Good to see you. Let me see what people have been saying. Yes, Trobian and Lisa were offering me jam and toast. Hi, Toppy. Yes, so thank you. I think that's just arrived. My jam and toast has just arrived. And my cup of tea, that looks lovely. Thank you. Thank you. It's amazing what you can email these days, isn't it? I wouldn't have believed it. I did have a cup of tea that someone texted me the other day. And that, I don't know, the flavour was a bit poor, a bit weak. I think, but emailing, and attaching the tea and the toast to an email, that just seems to work fine. But maybe not so good when texted. But that's my experience anyway. Yes, Troby and Lisa said we can hear you. That hello everybody, says Toppy. Hello there, says Troby and Lisa. I think they're saying hello to Toppy. Troby and Lisa say, Paul, we also have some blackcurrant preserve from Cardiff, if you like it Welsh. I do like some black. Actually, funnily enough, when we went on holiday last week to the Lake District, I usually order a food pack, and usually it's marmalade, but this time it was blackcurrant. And the thing is, because it's usually marmalade, I usually bring a jar from down here up with me, and I took some plum jam, which I bought, because I suddenly had a hankering for plum jam. So I got some nice, I think it was Tipton's or something like that, and I took that up there, and then found there was no marmalade, but I got a jar of blackcurrant jam. So it's a terribly, terribly fascinating story. But anyway, I've still got that to eat. Anyway. Toppy says, please explain Welsh style. I think literally they mean that, they probably picked up that jam when they were in Cardiff recently, which is in Wales. That was also, presumably it's homemade or made locally. Yes, Trevi and Lisa confirm, we just shoved the toast in the USB slot. The tea was certainly emailed, but anyway, yes, there were some typos. Trib and Lisa had corrected their typos, but I had corrected them as I was reading, so that's cool. It's just that the jam is Welsh, though we've not heard it speak. Yes, who knows, it may not be Welsh at all. It might be who knows where it's from. So, what have you been up to this weekend so far? I presume that you've been working, Toppy, at least today. Toppy was very busy releasing episodes of both the Smellcast and Lutzel, because I went to bed last night, and when I woke up this morning, I think there were two new episodes for me to listen to. So that was very pleasing. Well done, Toppy. One of the, I think... Possibly, well, I presume, I haven't listened to it yet, but I presume the Smellcast episode is, there's a section on the Smellcast. If you don't know the Smellcast, you should do, you ought to, but there's about once a month, Toppy does a special show of the Smellcast called Stick It Out Your Back Door, where you record, where listeners record sounds that they either literally hear out their back door or when they're travelling about. So, as I'm always travelling about, I usually send Toppy something each month. In fact, I think this month I've probably sent him so much that he's going to have to save it for the next month. But anyway, and then there was also a new Lotsel episode I saw. That's it's going to mean that when I start back at work on Tuesday, that I'll have lots of good podcasts to listen to. Yay! Oh, Toppy says no, he used them all. He used all the sounds I'd sent him. Blimey, I'll have to get working again. Actually, I hope, yeah, I'll have to get listening. I shall be out there trying to capture sounds. And listeners to the Shy Life podcast, do collect sounds and send them to Toppy for his special episodes of the Smellcast. Let me see what's going on here. Trobi and Lisa say they have heard strange voices coming from the fridge early some mornings. Is this the blackcurrant preserve or is this other jams you may have in there? Toppy says it was student move-in today at work. Very busy, busy day, and another move-in day under my belt. Our college, the new term starts in about a week, I think. I think next week is a relatively quiet week, and then I'm off down to Salisbury for a couple of days next weekend. But then I have to come back early on the Sunday because we're going to see David Sedaris live at somewhere in London. So I need to get back for that. What else? Oh, Trobi Lisa says we're enjoying our long weekend and have done some recording with Warren about the late Bruce Forsyth and the Generation Game Christmas special from 1973. Paul had better explain about Brucey. Christmas special 1973, that's about 6 weeks after I was born. Bruce Forsyth was a light entertainer. I know he did lots of different things earlier on in his career, but in the sort of era that I knew him, he mainly did variety shows, or he did a show called The Generation Game, which, well, that's difficult to explain in itself. But he also did Play Your Cards Right, which was, you know, that was difficult to explain as well. But he did those sort of games, and then he was also involved with Strictly Come Dancing. And, yes, so he was a variety guy and a song and dance man, I think, earlier in his career. Singer, musician, I think he tried them all, yes. He was a game show host at times. On another sad note, I just discovered today that the director, Toby Hooper, had died. And he is the director of Texas Chainsaw Massacre, Poltergeist, one of my favourites, The Fun House. Well, Texas Chainsaw Massacre is one of my favourites as well. He directed a lot of films, but I only just discovered about that. I haven't even had proper chance to read the obituaries, but I do hope that 2017 isn't going to be as bad as 2016 was for celebrity deaths, but it doesn't feel like it's quite as prolific as last year, but Trobi and Lisa says Brucey was very versatile. I should tell you a bit more about my holiday and what I got up to, and also remind you a little bit about the episodes that have come out in the last month or so. One thing I have discovered since I came back from holiday, when I got back to my flat, is that I've been called for jury duty. Yes, that's going to be fun. The last time that happened was when I was about to start university, literally, when they wanted me to do it, so I managed to get out of it. But I don't think I'm going to be able to get out of it this time, as long as it doesn't clash with my birthday, because I'm supposed to be going away for that. But it shouldn't do, the dates that they're mentioning. But anyway, I have to get that form all filled in, so that's exciting. Maybe one of the regulars could stand in my place. Anyway, Toppy says, my absolute fave Toby Hooper film is Salem's Lot, the original. It aired as a two-part made-for-TV movie in the USA, and I believe in the UK it was a theatrical release, probably 1977 or so. Yes, I've got that. Yeah, I like that. Yeah, and it's weird how it seems to be a sort of revival for Stephen King adaptions, with the new version of It coming out soon. Look, I'm going to play a message, because as I said earlier, I'm not able to hear what's being played, so but I think you will be able to hear it, so I shall play, and I shall work out what I'm going to say next. Yes, so here we go. I hope this works.
Oh dear, I've missed you again. Oh dear. Well, Ick, this is Steppy Danielle calling. Well, as you know, I'm very worried about my friend Bettina. I just wonder if there's anything new that's developed. Have you spotted anything odd about Nathan? Oh, dear. I'm so full of dread, Ick, dear. You know, that old Ashley Bow, who was an alien. Well, he wasn't at all a nice little alien like you, Ick, dear. No. Well, anyways, do call me back, Ick, dear. I very much like to hear from you.
Hello. Hello, Ick, Uncle John.
Oh, hello, Ick. How are you doing?
I'm all right. There's something I wanted to tell you.
Oh, yes. Now, did you speak to Paul about it first? Because you, if it's important, you should speak to him about it.
Oh, well, I think Paul is busy editing new shows. I think he has a live show.
Yes, he has a live show. He's only just got back from travelling, so, yes. Oh, all right then. It's not something about him, is it? He didn't wet the bed again or anything.
Not that I'm aware of.
All right then. Tell me, what's it all about?
It's about Aunt Tappy.
Oh, what about her?
Well, it's not really about Aunt Tappy. It's more about Bettina Dupre.
What, eh? I don't understand. Is this about episode 100 when we all, you know?
Yes, that's right.
You were talking to Bettina?
No, I was talking to Aunt Tappy.
All right.
I don't know if I should tell you. I'm nervous now.
What is it? Tell me. Sorry, the phone's ringing. Tell me in a minute.
No, it's okay. I have to go.
Are you sure? Are you? Oh dear, oh dear. Hello.
Who is this?
Hello, it's me, Paul.
Paul?
Yes, it's me. I'm trying to get through. I'm having trouble with the sound. Are you coming into the studio later?
Aren't you supposed to be doing your live show?
Yes, exactly. Yes, I am. That's why I wanted to know whether you'll be in. Maybe you can help fix the problem. Well, I'll speak to you later, all right?
Well, that's fascinating. Anyway, I have to go now. Bye now.
Hello? Oh, what's going on? Hello? Hello, listeners. I tried to get through to his Uncle John there. It seemed to connect for a minute, and I think he's coming in. I was hoping he might be able to solve the problem I've got with the sound playing back. Did you hear the messages okay? I hope you heard them. All I can see is they're labelled up that Ick was talking, and that there was a message from Aunt Tappy. So I don't know what that's about, Toby, but... Anyway, what's going on? Yes, so What have we been up to then since we last spoke as far as the podcast is concerned? Well, going back about a month or slightly more than a month, episode 95, that was our 11th Live 548 show. That's the last time I spoke to you like this. Now, after that, we had episode 96, which was called Fact versus Fiction. And there were lots of facts and lots of fiction in that episode. Other than that, I can't remember. I can see that it got good downloads. I'm not quite sure what was in that one to cause such good downloads. But it's very difficult to know sometimes why some episodes do get good downloads and why some don't. But there we go. Not for me to question. Episode 97 was called Emergency Episodes and Peeper Queens. Now, I can't remember where I'd been, but oh, that might have been when I came back from Scotland, because, yes, that would be then. Soon after my last live episode, I went up to Scotland with Callum and Sheila, Callum's mum, and we had a mainly good week. The weather was okay. It rained really badly when we went to Edinburgh. But I did record the first of a two-part episode involving Ick and myself and, well, Ick's hunt for the Loch Ness Monster. Those of you who listen to Big Fatty online may know more than... Well, I won't say. But anyway, so yes, my trip to Scotland was... successful, but I have had two holidays basically in the last 6 weeks, but it is college holidays, so we are encouraged to take leave. So what I had intended to do was I think I was going to edit episode 104, which is called Storyteller. It's the one I'm working on at the moment. I think originally I had intended to release that as episode 97, but I took my laptop up to Scotland, but I just didn't get that much done because we were busy and then I was sleepy in the evening. So what I did was, as soon as I got back, is that I recorded an episode all in one go, all in one sitting, and that was Emergency Episodes and Peeper Queens. And I quite like doing those sorts of episodes. They're a little bit like these live episodes, except that I'm not interacting with anyone and I'm just kind of pressing record and talking for about an hour, but, you know, trying to be as busy as usual. So it's quite a challenge. It's a good challenge though. So yeah, so that was episode 97. Then episode 98, which came out at the start of August, that's called Hamming It Up in Hamburg, and that was from the trip I made to Hamburg back in late May, early June with Callum for his birthday. Episode 99 after that was called The House of Bettina, and that was all about us going round to Bettina's house for dinner and meeting Nathan. I didn't really meet him, but I did meet him, but I didn't realise who he was. Then of course we released episode 100, A Big Reunion and a Furry Anniversary, which is all about Bettina and Aunt Tappy meeting after so many years. Also around that time on the Smellcast, I think it was it episode 450? Is that right? I think that's right. Correct me if I'm wrong, Toppy. There was an episode of the Smellcast, I think it was 450, and it was... there were lots of conversations we had on our show between Bettina and Aunt Tappy, but obviously we tend to hear things more from Bettina's side. Well, this episode of the Smellcast was the story of Bettina and Aunt Tappy from Aunt Tappy's point of view and how they met and why they fell out. And so it's an interesting episode, and the only way, at least at the moment, to hear that story, the full story from Tappy's point of view, is to listen to that episode of the Smellcast. So it's a proper crossover. But episode 100, there was the reunion and also our 100th episode, although our 101st recorded episode because of the pilot. But yeah, that was a big episode with lots of messages. Thanks to everyone who sent those in. And yeah, Toppy was very much involved in that episode, and as were Toby and Lisa. But there were loads of other messages, and Tim and James and Tim from Tatsvik Bunning did an especially good message. So yeah. So after that, and only released a couple of days ago, was episode 101, My Family and Other Yeti. That involves myself and Nick Goodman. He is in that episode, but also quite heavily is my niece Elena. So actually, whilst I think of it, I had a nice message from Jay the Haunt Cub today, slightly about that episode. So I'll read that in just a second, or I'll forget. And then of course the episode I released today, or very late yesterday, was called Causing a Hullabaloo with Bubbaloo. That's episode 102, and that's an interview between myself and Pride 48's Bubbaloo. And yeah, we've already been chatting about him returning to the show close to Christmas, so yeah, we had a good chat. I hope everybody enjoys that episode. Now yeah, let me just find that email that Jay sent, because yeah, he was commenting on episode 101, and he said, "I love Elena, she's pretty cool. I'm still near the beginning of the show, but you gave a nice shout out to your listeners who like Batman." So yes, I did, because we were doing random questions, and I think one of the questions was, who's your favourite comic book? And yeah, I was keen to keen to steer the conversation onto Batman, because I do know that yeah, some of our listeners, including Jay, are big Batman fans. But yeah, thanks Jay for emailing. It's always good to hear from listeners. And although Jay is also a cast member as well. Yes. You may recognise Jay. Jay recorded me a new little bit for the new titles as well, but I've mucked around with the sound slightly, so you may not necessarily recognise it's him. Anyway, enough of me nattering. Let's see what's going on in the chat room. Right. Oh, there's new people. Right, where are we? Yes, Toppy. We were talking about Toby Hooper. And Toppy says, yes, Poltergeist is also a favourite. Toppy says that he was able to hear the message. And he says, Aunt Tappy is being overly concerned about this ridiculous story she is going on about with her old beau and Bettina's Nathan being some sort of alien creature, which is, of course, just silly. Yeah, I don't think I know anything about this. I presume maybe someone's got to, maybe Ick's got the wrong idea or something, or I don't know. Perhaps I'm glad that I couldn't hear their message. I hope they're not all going to be like that. Anyway, yes, Toppy confirms that it is episode 450 of the Smellcast, The Life and Times of Betsy and Tootsie. Yes, that's the story. We get to hear the story behind how Bettina and Tappy fell out. But of course, they're good friends again now. Hello, yes, Toppy says, hello, Red FF Pup. Hello, Red FF Pup. How are you? Sorry, you emerged just as I was talking elsewhere. Red FF Pup says, hi, Toppy, uncloaked for a bit rather than just lurking. Toppy says, great to see you around 548 again. Red FF Pup says, I drop in now and then just lurking about. Yes. Toppy says, good, hope you're well. Ooh. Red FF Pup, you're here in the UK. Cool. So am I. Toby and Lisa say, sorry we're not saying much, just been putting the teacups and stuff away, but we'll do that washing up in the morning. Yes, we lead a rock and roll lifestyle, or maybe not. Yes. Toby and Lisa emailed me a cup of tea and some toast earlier, and very good it was too. And I've been eating it when, I've been playing the messages. So you haven't heard me crunching away. Aha! We have another arrival. Auntie! Hi, Jay. Greetings, says Jay. I've just read your message. I've just read your email, Jay. Thank you for sending that. It was very kind. Talking about some of episode 101. And, I'm glad you like Elena. She's a handful. She's a handful, but she's good fun for recording with. Often forget that she's not like older than she really is. She certainly has an old head on young shoulders. But she does like Batman. Yeah. Treby and Lisa are saying hello, everyone. Nice to see you. Nice to see you. Is what Bruce Forsyth used to say when he was introducing his TV shows. Yes, we've been talking about Toby Hooper as well, Jay. And we've been talking about Bruce Forsyth. Yes. Because Jay knows about Bruce. I can't remember how you know about Bruce. Is he on the versions of things that you see in the States? Yes. But I know that Jay listens to British podcasts other than this show. Jay says, wish I could say RIP Donald Trump. That would be too easy. We're hoping to have Cromarty and Yeti Uncle John popping in later. I know I'm always travelling, but my holiday last week in Keswick, yeah, that was pretty successful because, the weather was a bit mixed, but I did record the second half of the episode, or the episodes with Ick and myself, and Ick's hunt for the Loch Ness Monster. But yes, how did I do that in the Lake District? That's not Scotland, I know, but you'll have to listen when the episodes come out, you'll see why. But anyway, I think we recorded some quite fun stuff, so I'm looking forward to editing those episodes. Jay says he knows Bruce Forsyth from BBC Radio, and he's watched some of his old clips on YouTube. Jay and Red FF Pup are chatting. I don't know that I've met Red FF Pup before, so good to meet you. Toby and Lisa say, we've just found out that Bruce Forsyth actually appeared in an episode of Magnum PI, no less. Goodness gracious. how on earth did that happen? Did they do an episode set in England or something? I know they've done sort of things with, like, Neighbours, where some of the cast has come over to London and bumped into English celebrities, or vice versa. Occasionally English people sort of somehow end up on Neighbours. Jay says that Red FF Pup is, he says he's an old chat room attendee of Poke It with a Stick back in the early days. I've only been listening for the last year or so, or maybe a bit longer to Poke It. So, Toby and Lisa are going to send me the clip of Bruce Forsyth on Magnum PI later on. Now, cool. I'm being sent YouTube clips. Now, listen, I was saying earlier that I've got problems. I'm hoping that that's why I want Yeti Uncle John to pop in. I've got problems where I'm playing clips for you tonight. I can't necessarily hear what's being said, but you can. You lot can hear it, so that's the main thing. But But anyway, I'm hoping that Uncle John will get here in time and fix it, but you know what they're like. Anyway, so I'll play you the next message I've got here. I think it's from, I don't know, is it from Ick? I'm not sure.
Hello, Ick. Hello, my darling. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine. How are you?
Darling, I'm fine too. Oh, wasn't it lovely? I don't think I've seen you since, have I seen you since we were all over in Jersey?
I don't think so. I have been quite busy.
I was so glad to see you getting on so well with Aunt Tappy. Have you made a new friend?
Yes, I liked her very much.
I know. Oh, it was such a lovely time. Darling, what's wrong?
I just wondered, have you seen Nathan recently? He always seems so busy.
Oh, darling, he is always busy. It's making me a bit cross, to be honest. I keep trying to make plans with him, and he's always rushing off to one thing or another. Oh, dear, oh, dear.
Oh, dear. You haven't split up with him?
Why, darling, of course not. No, of course not. Oh, no, no, I still love him, dear. But I am a little bit fed up with him at the moment. No, I'm just being mean.
Oh, so you're still together?
Yes, darling, of course. Sorry, my phone's ringing. I'm going to have to go. It's Nathan.
Oh, okay. Goodbye now.
Bye. Oh, hello, Nathan, darling. How are you? Ah, it's lovely to hear your voice.
I hope you heard that okay. I don't know what that was all about. I expect I'll find out later on. I should listen to what I'm playing before I play it, shouldn't I? Oh, well. Now, let's see what's going on in the chat room. The British Bob Barker. Oh, that's the clip. Ah, well, I'd better save it for later. We'll all sit here quietly listening to, watching an episode, old episode of Magnum. But, yes. I've got quite an interesting episode of the podcast coming up that I'll be recording in about 3 weeks' time. Now, I have encouraged him to come to the chat room sometime, and he's busy tonight, but he has said he would come along. But those of you who've listened to the Shy Life podcast before will have heard Harry, my old school friend Harry, on the show, and one of the original three members of Sutton Park, cast members of Sutton Park. And anyway, I have suggested that he should come to the chat room sometime because, And anyway, he says he will. But anyway, it is 30 years since I first met him, like in September. And we have arranged a trip. It's only a long weekend. Well, it's not even a full long weekend. It's like a couple of nights. We're going to Lille on the Eurostar. I've been to Lille quite a few times, but he's never been. But we thought we'd go, for a little trip to celebrate 30 years of knowing one another. Now, when we did our 20th anniversary, we went to Dublin, and we got a number of our friends to suggest six different options. And this is difficult to explain. What we did was, each time we opened one of the envelopes from the friends, we then had to roll a dice, and whatever the number the dice fell on would be the option that we chose. And that could have been go to an art gallery and be rude about a painting, or it could have been go to a cafe and eat five cream cakes, or go and buy a fancy dress costume and walk around the streets just dressed in fancy dress. Yes, so we're doing it again. Well, that's Harry decided that he would like us to do that again. So we're still waiting to hear. We're still waiting to get our question. Our options, and of course it works quite well because we can record all of this and turn it into a podcast. And if anything is visual, then we can take photos and put it on the blog. But I think we're going away, I think it's the probably the weekend after the next live show. And I think it'll probably be one of those episodes that I edit pretty quickly as soon as I get back. It'll probably jump the queue, but you can see what we get up to. But I hope nobody suggests anything too mad. Well, we have said there are limits. No public nudity, no swinging from chandeliers, having drunk 16 bottles of champagne, nothing that's going to be like we're going to have to apply for a mortgage to pay off the debt, but or anything, no. Yeah, so I'm going to have to watch this clip of Magnum after the show. I can't picture it. I'm going to have to watch it. Oh dear, crazy. We're coming towards the end of the show, but well, we've still got about another 10-15 minutes, and I've got quite a few messages to play you, and hopefully whilst I'm playing them, Cromarty or Yeti Uncle John will show up. So let's play the next message and see what happens. Yes.
Oh dear, I can't help but you know what I know. What I know about Nathan. Oh dear, no.
Hello. Hello. Hello, Ick. What's going on?
Oh, hello, Cromarty.
What is wrong? You look sad. Are you sad?
I'm not sad. I'm worried.
What are you worried about?
Oh, it's nothing. It's just a conversation I had with Aunt Tappy.
Oh, yes. When you were in Jersey for the anniversary. Well, for the reunion.
Yes, that's right.
What happened?
I can't say. I was told in confidence.
No. Are you sure? Are you sure you don't want to tell me?
No, it's fine. Where are you going to?
Well, I was possibly going to the live show that's recording. Do you want to come?
No, it's fine.
Okay, don't worry. I won't try and read your mind to find out what secrets you are keeping. No, I won't do that.
You try it, mate.
What? Hey?
I wouldn't try it if I were you.
No, I was joking. It's okay, I was joking. Oh, dear.
Oh, Paul. I couldn't hear a thing.
I know, this is the problem, Yeti Uncle John. We're playing the messages from this end, but we can't hear them, but the listeners can hear. So, I don't know. But hello, say hello, Yeti Uncle John, say hello to the listeners.
Oh, hello. Oh, blimey. Could they hear us? Could they hear us when we speak like this?
Yes, they can, yes. They can hear us. Yeti Uncle John's just popping in. He's going to try and sort out this problem. You see, this is what I need to have a soundboard or whatever it's called. I don't know. I need to have more technology, don't I?
Yeah, you do. Maybe put it on your Christmas list.
Yeti Uncle John was saying that he bumped into Ick earlier. Is that right? He was acting a bit oddly?
Oh, you could say that, but, you know, he's an alien, so I'm never quite sure how he's supposed to act, you know, like, normally. He's, oh, I'm never too sure. Oh, dear. Listen, I need to go down to the basement, and, I'll see what I can do fiddling around.
All right. OK, thanks, City Uncle John. Yes.
All right, listeners, I might see you, but I might not, so we're just going to... Will you play the next message, Paul? Give it a couple of minutes, and then I'll, you know, see if I can hear and yeah.
All right. Okay. Oh dear. I didn't know we had a basement. Actually, didn't we have a? Didn't? Wasn't? Oh, something. Yes. I'm having flashbacks. I'm sure there are bits of this flat I simply don't know about. If I remember back, I'm never sure whether I'm supposed to know these things or not. Oh dear. What happens on the live show? It's always a bit crazy. Let's see what the chat room's saying. I've got to play another message in a minute. That's all. You're behaving yourself in there. Good. No crazy dancing. Is it a basement or is it a cellar, says Troby and Lisa. Don't go down into the cellar. That's from Rent-A-Ghost. I'm not sure because I didn't think we had one, to be honest. I didn't know we had a basement or a cellar. But yet he, Uncle John, seems quite confident that we do. He's going down and it's all very David Lynch. I hope it's not like the Black Lodge or something. I'm going to play the next message. And so if, in case it helps, yes, Yeti Uncle John with his whatever he's doing.
Oh dear, oh dear.
What's going on? Oh, Ick, why, you look sad. What's happening? Have you lost the pie? Have you bought a pie and didn't taste very good?
No, Charlie. No, well, I've learned a secret and, it's very difficult. It's very difficult keeping secrets.
What sort of secrets? Are they selling pies cheap? You need to tell me. That is something I should know.
No, Charlie. It's fine.
Well, I have to go and eat a pie. Did you want to come with me?
No, it's fine. It's fine. I'll be fine. I'll see you soon.
Okay. What a strange alien. He's turned down a free pie. He must be ill. Oh, dear.
Oh, hello. Ick. Oh, dear, I've missed you. Oh, Rick, dear, I had a terrible dream last night about my dear friend Bettina Dupre. Yes, she was with that awful Nathan, the alien, you know. And Nathan had imprisoned Bettina in a giant slime ball, and Bettina was suffocating to death. Oh, what a horrible nightmare. Oh, dear Ick. I'm so glad that you're a nice little alien. Not at all like that nasty, nasty Nathan and that nasty, nasty Ashley that I used to date. Well, of course, they're the same alien. What am I talking about? Oh, call me back, dear.
What is it, Uncle John? No, I couldn't hear anything. I still couldn't hear anything. Oh, just keep working at it. Sorry, listeners. Hopefully you heard what was going on. I still can't hear anything up here. Yeah, I don't know what I'm totally confused by this whole business that Toppy mentioned earlier about Tappy and Nathan. And I hope they don't fall. I hope Tappy and Bettina don't fall out over something else. They've only been friends again for a few minutes. Oh dear. I mentioned earlier that I've been called up for jury service in October. I've got to fill in the form actually, but have any of you ever had to do that? I hope it's not. I hope it's nothing to do with. aliens. Do they have aliens in court? I don't know. Toppy says, just so you know, Paul, my aunt Tappy has been under quite a bit of strain lately. I wouldn't pay too much attention to these stories of hers regarding aliens. Don't worry, Toppy, I've not heard anything because I can't hear the messages, but maybe it's... I don't know. I understand. Gosh, it was a very long journey you had coming over here and travelling and everything. It's no wonder that it seems like it's a... Maybe it's... I don't know. Is she trying to get in contact with Ick or something? Maybe it's a game or something. I don't know. I don't know. I'm sure it'll settle down anyway. Or the trap door, says Red FF Pup. We're talking about don't go down into the cellar. Oh, for heaven's sake, no, don't do it. Bad things always happen in cellars. If for even a second I thought I was in the middle of a horror movie, I would not go down into the cellar. Yeti Uncle John seems to have gone down to the cellar. I'm more worried that because we don't actually have a cellar, so I don't know where he's gone, unless he's found one. Anyway, I don't know. I think maybe he's got a stash of alcohol down there. Probably just sitting there, pretending to be trying to repair the stuff. And in fact, he's just knocking back the homemade cider or something. Toby and Lisa say We quite like a cellar, but a cave would be even better. Yes. Oh, Red FF Pup says he did jury service 2 months ago. But, yes. I've couldn't come out a worse time, really, because it's the start of our new college term, and we're short-staffed as it is. But we're short-staffed, but there's no... when they're not going to be replacing the shortage of staff. So with me gone as well, I'll just have to break that to them when I go back to work on Tuesday. Jay says, did you see Adam's latest post on the Facebook Pride 48 wall? Yes, I did. This was about the next Pride 48 convention or whatever you call it. What do you call it? Event, you know, where everybody meets up. Yes, they're having a big meeting about it, I believe, today. That's exciting. Of course, depending on when it is, where it is. I definitely would like, go. But, very exciting. But Red FF Pup said he dealt with a manslaughter case when he was doing jury duty. Dear, yes. For 5 weeks, oh dear. I hope my one doesn't go on for 5 weeks, otherwise that's going to not only scupper work, it's going to scupper my plans to travel as well, which I... These things, we'll have to deal with them as they come, I suppose. I've got away with not... It's been about 25 years or more since I was... last asked to do jury service, and I had to turn it down then because I was starting university. But anyway, let me play another message, because we are running out of time, and it's let's see. Yeti Uncle John, I'm going to play another message. We'll see if we can hear it.
Oh dear, who can I tell? I need to speak to Aunt Tappy. She is the only person that I can truly tell. Maybe she can work out what we should do next. It is so difficult to know what to do. I cannot see a way of solving this without making Bettina very sad, unless we can somehow make her split up from Nathan without her ever knowing that he is truly an alien.
Hello, Ick. What are you saying? What were you saying about an alien?
Oh, Dennis. I was just saying that... I will never hear from my alien friends anymore.
Oh, well, that's very sad. Very sad indeed. Well, how do you communicate with your alien family?
Well, we have ways.
Oh, well, did I hear you mention Bettina Dupre and her boyfriend, Nathan?
No, I was just wondering how they were doing since they got back.
He always seems to be working late. From what I can tell. I don't approve.
Yes, I know, he's always very busy. Very, very busy. I wonder how long their relationship will last.
Oh, yes. I agree. I don't think it will last either. Yes.
Thomas.
Yes?
I may have a plan.
Oh, yes?
What if I said... I needed to find a way to break up Bettina and Nathan. Would you be willing to help?
Yes, of course I would. Absolutely. I'm very concerned about Bettina. I'd do anything to help her if you think that her relationship with Nathan is causing her, upset. I'll always be there to help her.
Okay, Dennis. Yes. Let me think about it. I'll get back to you soon.
Okay. Okay, for sure. Oh.
I must go now. Bye now. Goodbye.
This is exciting. Yes. Bettina shouldn't be with Nathan. No, she shouldn't be with Nathan. Really, should she? She should really be with me. Maybe. Soon. Oh, please.
I do hope I didn't do the wrong thing. Oh, I must speak to Aunt Abby. I really must speak to Aunt Abby. Oh, golly. Oh, I never told Damius why I think Bettina and Nathan should split up. But, well, I know Damius has a very soft spot for Bettina, so I hope I've done the right thing. I hope I've done the right thing. Oh, Aunt Abby, tell me, reassure me. I must call her. I must call her.
What? Eh? What's going on? No, we could not hear anything. Hello, listeners. It is Mick Harmity. Paul has just gone down to the cellar. Oh, dear. Paul has gone down to the cellar to help Yeti Uncle John. But I cannot hear anything. Yes, no, I cannot. No, we cannot hear anything down this end. So hopefully you can hear. What? I should. I've got to speak to you in the chat room, everybody. Hello. Now, I believe that there is going to be there's a an advert for another podcast coming up. So hopefully you'll hear that. But anyway. I was just saying to Paul that I bumped into Ick earlier. He seemed quite strange, quite sad about something. I'm not quite sure what is going on. I hoped that he would come with me, but he seemed that he had things he needed to do. But yes. Anyway, hey, let me see in the chat room. What is? Oh, this is talking about Toppy Smelly says, I pity the jury and judge that I ever get assigned to for jury duty. Hashtag wishy washy. Oh dear, oh dear. Oh dear, oh dear. And Red FF Pops, he says, it was lots of learning health and safety law. It got complicated. Oh dear, oh dear. I hope Paul can deal with it. I hope they do not expect him to know more just because he is a librarian. I cannot say that word. Librarian. I cannot say it. Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry. I am being waved at. Apparently, I have to play the next message to see if it can be heard. Okay. Let's see.
Want to learn more about horror directors? With a lighthearted look at three of their movies? Meet fearless podcaster Gore Blimey.
I've been unsettled by bats in the past and startled by parrots, and I've even been known to jump at the odd cockatoo.
Discover horror films that are classics, and others, too.
There's a topless aerobics massacre, an exploding rock singer, cannibals, nude martial arts, a deep-fried prostitute.
But it's not all silliness. You'll get proper movie breakdowns, opinion, and background information, too.
Yep, in the 80s and 90s, Jeff Stryker was huge in gay porn. In every sense.
So if you're a horror film fan, come and check out the Trilogy of Terror podcast at strangeanddeadly.com. Or find it on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or on your podcatcher.
One of those people that has a certain charisma and a certain style, and I'm just hoping one day he'll rub off on me.
The Trilogy of Terror podcast, where we try three times harder to give you the willies.
Oh dear, Ick, you have not returned any of my calls. I do hope you're all right. Oh dear, I'm frantically worried about you. Ick, dear, you're such a darling little alien. So delightful. Not at all like those aliens I used to know. Oh, and of course I'm frantically worried. If I haven't said so before, I'm frantically worried about my dear friend Bettina Dupre and that nasty Nathan that she's seeing. I don't think she's safe for a moment. And now, dear Ick, I'm wondering if you're safe. Oh, dear. Oh, dear. Call me back, dear. Oh, and by the way, I'm wondering if on your planet there's any cleansing agent for that peculiar brand of slime that drips off you from time to time. I'm afraid a little bit got on one of my skirts the last time I was around you. And I can't find any detergent on Earth that seems to get rid of it. Oh, well, let me know. All right, call me back, dear.
Yes. Yeah, we heard that. Yes, that's great, Uncle John. Well done, that's working. Oh, sorry, hello, it's me again. Cromarty's gone down to the cellar now to help Yeti Uncle John. They seem to have sorted out the problem. I heard those last two messages. One was an advert for a Trilogy of Terror podcast, which is a podcast all about horror movies with the host Gore Blimey. And actually, I've sent him a message. Hopefully he'll use that for one of his next episodes. But there are lots of good horror podcasts that I listen to. Hysteria Continues being one of them. I know Jay listens to that. And this is the Doom Show. They tend to cover quite obscure horror films, old horror films. Trilogy of Terror, that's quite a new podcast. It's been going just over a year, I think. And I really like their show. So I recommend that. And it's very funny. And yes, I heard that last message for Toppy. You're right. I heard Tappy talking. That's weird. That's really weird, isn't it? Why does she think that Nathan is an alien, for goodness sake? I don't know. I'm going to have a word with them both. I'm going to have to... I don't know what ick side of the story is. It's most strange. Most strange, isn't it? Oh dear, as you say, she's probably just overtired. But now we're nearly at the point where we have to say goodbye. But before I do, I want to say that the next live episode will be on Sunday, the 17th of September 2017. And we hope you'll join us then. Let's just see what's been going on in the chat room in case I've missed anything before we say our farewell. Toppy is running off to subscribe to the Trilogy of Terror podcast. Yes, that's on iTunes, Toppy. I think it's on a number of, well, certainly I subscribe on iTunes. Toby and Lisa say we'll toddle off to bed soon, so good night everyone, it's been fun. Good night, Toby and Lisa, thanks for joining in. Toppy Smelly says good night, Toby and Lisa too. Thanks Red. It'll be alright, I've just got to fill in the paperwork for it. I'll deal with it, as you say. when I come to it. Toppy says he needs to toddle off to do some cooking himself. Great little shoe, Paul. I do hope Aunt Tappy doesn't continue to bother you with her silly alien stories. I'm sure it'll be fine. I'm sure she'll be fine. Goodbye, Toppy, and goodbye, Red FF Pup. He says good. Bye-bye. Well, I think that's pretty much all we've got time for. So, Yeti Uncle John's just putting their kettle on, I think, and Cromarty is still down in the cellar. Yeah, I wouldn't have believed it had I not seen it. I would not have believed that we actually had a cellar. I think it's probably a bit like a cloud. I don't think it's there all of the time. I think it might come and go. But anyway, I'm going to play the end music. I shall probably pop back and say, goodbye before I properly, totally go. But anyway, I need to thank you all for joining me this episode. Thanks to everyone who's in the chat room, and thank you to Yeti Uncle John and to Cromarty, and those messages, they were weird. Even if I didn't hear them, they were still weird. Yes, right.
Goodbye.
Thank you, thank you.
Goodbye, 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 goodbye.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find more shows over at pride48.com.
Okay, bye.
Oh dear, I hope I didn't do the wrong thing.
Oh, darling.
He's not that shy.
Well now. Oh, naughty.
103. I'm not quite sure what's wrong with the episode bot. He seems to have gone all high and squeaky and weird and faster. But that's what you get, I suppose, you know. Trying to improve the show, and the episode bot's been improved as well. But I was just thinking about what Jay said about the possibility of a Pride 48 event next year. That is going to be very exciting. Yes. Oh, yes. Jay says goodbye to everyone as well. So, yes. Everyone is gone. So, I think it is time for me to say goodbye as well. And yes, as I said earlier, we have some extra material recorded for you, which will be on the podcast version. So, okie dokie. Right. So, I need to find out whether I need to take us off the stream. So, thanks again to everyone, and see you again next month, 17th of September. Yes. Let me get us off the stream. Let me get us off the stream. Let me get us off the stream.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, she's gone. Ah! Boy, I'll tell you, that was a hag she was riding. A hag, can you believe it? It's no wonder she gets casts and everything. By the way, sometime soon she's probably going to have a smelly cast. Oh, my God. Oh, it cracked me up sometimes. Anyways, oh, God, who else do I call? Yeah, I just butt that. I just butt that.
Here is some extra content for this episode. Three pieces from Third Time Lucky, my book from 2002. This is called The Butterfly Collectors. They were proud of their nets, the butterfly collectors. Nets to catch butterflies, well known to locals. She and he, the both of them. Eccentric in costume, like big game hunters. Except that it was neither big game nor butterflies that they collected, neither big game nor butterflies that their nets caught. Crouched down behind bushes, nets at the ready, for anything which took their fancy. She liked tall, hunky rugby players, whether in or out of their sportswear. He wasn't fussy, but rather like blondes. Along comes another, and down goes the net. One more for them to pin down in that nicely plump, lime-green felt scrapbook. Another one to ravish and adore. Another one for the collection. That was a bit creepy. Well, you know what to expect from me. Not based on a true story. This is called Computer Dating. This is not based on a true story either. Well, maybe. Computer Dating. State your name and date of birth, height in meters, weight and girth. Say what you like and things that scare. Include a photo if you dare. Tell what you do and where you're at, if you believe the earth is flat. And what's your thoughts, your royalist views? What colour eyes, what size of shoes? Your favourite film, your favourite book, favourite hairstyle, favourite look. Just type it in, we'll do the rest. Find a match you won't detest. But should no one get in touch with us, we'll explain it clearly, mailing thus. Computer, data, record, say.
You're way too ugly. Go away.
This one is called Instructions to Life. I'm always losing something, being known to lose my mind, misplacing things important which are very hard to find. There must somewhere be a manual, a code to help with strife, a proper guide to everything, instructions to my life. Attach part A to right slot B, then reverse the axis thus. Some indication of what's right would really be a plus. Whether I should stay in bed or whether go to work. Whether I should frown a lot or is it best to smirk. Whether I should shut my mouth or offer my own view. Do I save my precious pennies or join the spring sales queue? Do I buy that new tight denim? Does it suit my waif-like form? Is my appetite for handsome men in truth a perfect norm? Stalking my ex-boyfriends, is it wrong to sniff their clothes? I need a guide to help me solve trick questions such as those. But when I call the makers, request they give a hint. Writing back immediately, life instructions, out of print. Well, that's all we have for you this time. But we'll be back next time. Yes, this has been the extra material for episode 103. The 12th live 548 show.